This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, December 2nd, 2010. I'm Kyle Kellums. Walton Arts Center is expanding, an expansion that spans two counties.
It's a solution that follows our mission. It creates a regional performing arts strategy, meets our growth needs, and has a significant economic as well as artistic impact on the entire region and the state.
Peter Lane, the president and CEO of Walton Arts Center, made the formal announcement last evening after the center's board of directors approved the plan that will include a new 2,200-seat venue in downtown Bentonville and a new 600-seat location near the current Arts Center in downtown Fayetteville. The plan was one of two offered by the Facilities Committee, given the task to select a location for the expansion. The other proposal would have placed both the new 2,200-seat facility and 600-seat venue in Bentonville. Peter Lane told an audience in Star Theater last evening that the announced expansion would give Walton Arts Center the ability to offer a wide array of performances.
It allows us to do so many things. An expansion in two locations, a win for Northwest Arkansas, and certainly a win for the Walton Arts Center. This strategy, along with our plans to present concerts at the AMP at Northwest Arkansas Mall, and to work with the University of Arkansas to bring more concerts to both Bud Walton Arena and the Barnhill Arena, has the potential for major economic and artistic impact throughout the region. New theaters will allow us the freedom to program new and exciting arts and education programs in both Fayetteville and Bentonville, while also freeing up time for our current theaters for more programming by our fabulous local arts groups.
The vote by the board yesterday ended a portion of the process that included more than two dozen proposals for locations for expansion all over Northwest Arkansas. Reactions yesterday were generally positive, though the levels of enthusiasm varied. Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan says he was a bit disappointed that Fayetteville was not picked for the larger venue.
Of course, you know, we wanted to see the major expansion down in Fayetteville, but, you know, we certainly need the 600-seat concert hall. I'll be pleased to see how it all works out, but once again, as the mayor of the city of Fayetteville, of course, I felt as though we had the best plan, and I'm sure all the other mayors did as well. So we'll get up tomorrow morning and see what we need to do.
Bentonville Mayor Bob McCaslin was a bit more upbeat after the announcement, saying his city is honored to be the new home of a 2,200-seat facility. The recommendation calls for the larger new hall to be located in or near downtown Bentonville, at a site yet to be determined. As Cool and the Gang song Celebration played overhead yesterday, Mayor McCaslin was asked if he or the city of Bentonville expected to be involved in some way with the site selection in Bentonville.
Well, I'm sure at some point I will when it's appropriate. Today's message is somewhat overwhelming, so I'm sure we'll move over to on-the-ground activities at a date to be determined in the future.
Peter Lane, the president and CEO of Walton Arts Center, says the two-city expansion plan is a boon for the University of Arkansas. He says additional venues will allow UA musical and theater ensembles to have more time to rehearse in halls and theaters before an actual performance date. And the expansion includes cooperation with the university to capitalize on Bud Walton and Barnhill Arenas as performance venues. University of Arkansas Chancellor David Gearhart says the use of Bud Walton Arena, with a possible seating capacity of 15,000 for a concert, has the university's backing.
There are many months that it sits, you know, somewhat idle. Now, we would have to be certain that our basketball programs are taken care of and that they're able, because that's where they practice. One of the things that we have on the agenda is to build a basketball practice facility. Once we get all that done, and that is on the front burner, I'd be delighted to have it utilized for, you know, big concerts, big name performances. We might have to do a little retrofitting in order to do that, but we could have a big concert in there now. We might have to make a few changes, but it would be possible. It would be, the problem is we'd have to give up space and practicing so they can, you know, get their trucks in and do all the modifications. But once we have the practice facility, that shouldn't be a problem for certain times of the year.
Chancellor Gearhart adds that Reynolds Razorback Football Stadium is another possible venue for concerts. Yesterday, Walton Arts Center officials stressed both Bentonville and Fayetteville locations would each host Broadway plays, concerts, and other performances. Acts likely to draw the largest crowds comedian Jerry Seinfeld was used as an example more than once, would be on the stage at the Bentonville Hall, while other types of entertainment, including jazz or dance, might be placed inside the new 600-seat venue in Fayetteville. And others that fall between might be in the current Baumwalker Hall that seats 1,200 people. Brian Crown, an owner of George's Majestic Lounge on Dixon Street in Fayetteville, and a sometime collaborator with the Walton Arts Center in promoting musical events, says he's happy his city is getting the 600-seat facility and that the larger building is headed north.
I don't think it would have been great to have a 2,200-seat venue here. I think the opportunity to have the 600-seat venue built here is going to open up so much more opportunity for the university, for promoters like myself, to have multiple venues to choose from. And the fact that some of the big shows will go to Bentonville occasionally will open up this main hall and even the Walnut Center parking lot for more events. You know, Neil Crawford and I that owns Jose's, we want to do a bluegrass festival, but it's hard to find dates. So it's going to really open up a lot, and I think we're going to actually probably see more business on Dixon Street with this decision being made in the long run.
Peter Lane, president and CEO of Walton Arts Center, says the adoption of yesterday's proposal isn't the end of the process, but another move forward.
Really, we're rolling up our sleeves now to go to the whole next level of work. The pre-planning work that needs to go into the next steps are enormous, but I think it's just one step in a long series of steps. It's the first step up on the ladder.
Lane says in the next few months, Walton Arts Center staff will continue to work with the center's facilities committee and board of directors to discuss specific sites, funding mechanisms, and other items. And there is more from yesterday's announcement on our website, including a sit-down conversation with Peter Lane about the expansion plan. You can look for the link at OzarksAtLarge.com.